tell myself you've got
Welcome to the Leader Growth Podcast. I'm David Skidmore. This podcast is designed to help you overcome challenges and experience transformation in your life and in your leadership. And today I want to share with you a very simple thought. It's about why you need to fail. So here we go. Let's go ahead and jump in. Failure is a word that we love to avoid. Failure is a reality that we can try to dodge. We can create shortcuts and workarounds and build trapdoors so that we never get caught in failure. The truth is that we live in a world where everyone gets a trophy now just for participating. Trophies used to be reserved for winning. As a society, it seems like we become uncomfortable with the idea of winners and losers unless we're talking about competitive sports. It often feels like we're avoiding failure. We don't want to talk about failure. We don't want to deal with failure. In the weightlifting world, the term failure is held in high regard. Many people believe the way you build muscle is to train to the point of failure, where you can no longer lift the weight on a certain type of lift, on a specific type of lift. The idea is that to build your muscle, you've got to go to failure. Now, there is some research that suggests otherwise, but I like this idea about going to failure. Besides, if you never go to failure, you won't know how strong you are. Besides that, it does something interesting inside of your mind when you go to failure, let's say on the bench press. It causes you to show up on your next lift with humility, with gratitude, and with honor. We did a full episode on that. Quick aside, by the way, if you haven't trained to failure before, please do not try this on your own. Do it safely with a spotter. So here it is. The idea is that failure in the gym is not just a good thing. I want to say that again. The idea here is that failure in the gym is not just a good thing. Failure is a requirement for growth. You find your limits by reaching them. You want to do more, but there's nothing left. That's failure. I believe it's the same for us in every area of life. We need to fail. We need to experience failure. We need to want to do more to change the score or do more to change the outcome and realize it's too little, too late, because failure can teach us something. Michael Jordan said this. He said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed." The problem isn't failure. The problem is how uncomfortable we are with failure. It's a good thing to fail. You cannot be a winner if you don't know how to fail. It's time to embrace failure. You want the light that comes with winning. That means you also have to welcome the dark that comes with failure. In your life, don't avoid failure. Keep going there. Raise the bar for yourself again. Push yourself again. Find your limits again. Fail, fail, fail. You need to fail. And if you do it enough and challenge yourself to learn and grow, eventually you will succeed. You will overcome those challenges. And as you do, you'll experience transformation in your life and in your leadership. So what's something this week, what's something today that you would do if you weren't afraid of failing? And I want to encourage you, step forward and start failing with courage. Start failing boldly. That is the way that you're going to grow. Thanks for joining today on Leader Growth with David Skidmore. I look forward to seeing you back here. Actually, this Thursday, I've got a bonus episode coming up with Phil Klutz. Until then, have a great week and elevate your life and leadership.
The formula. Watch me demonstrate. See, I'm determined and dedicated. Watch what I create. And when resistance is persistent, I go harder in a pain. I just put you up on game so I can watch you elevate.
Let's fly. Yeah. Wake up in the morning, no snooze. Start my day off with a prayer, I won't lose.